You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Music Interval Theory Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and today I'm excited to share a bit of my personal story with you. A few weeks ago, we had an open discussion in one of our virtual spaces, and I've put together some of the best moments from that session for this episode. Sound good? Let's dive in. My father was in the German military and held a high-ranking position, which meant that our home life was characterized by strict discipline. This environment was a mix of both blessing and curse. On the positive side, I learned the importance of discipline and hard work early on. There was no cheating allowed in our house, and this principle became deeply ingrained in me, opening many doors for me later in life. However, the downside was that I developed a problem with authority. This issue particularly emerged during my early teens when I became deeply interested in music. My father had always envisioned a more traditional and substantial career for me, certainly not one in the arts. Music, however, was my passion, and I felt that I had to fight for that future if I wanted it to come true. My rebellious streak continued into my university years. I often clashed with my professors over their methods and expectations. When they insisted on doing things a certain way, I would disagree, and this often resulted in lower grades. Despite this, I remained steadfast in my beliefs and chose to follow my own path. Both my upbringing and these academic experiences taught me valuable life lessons. I realized that one doesn't have to sacrifice one set of principles for another. It's crucial to stand for something, to define what you believe in and hold true to it. In hindsight, I appreciate my parents for instilling such discipline in me, even if it was just through the household rules. This discipline led to two significant influences in my life. The first was rock music. I was always drawn to the guitar, and I would spend hours practicing. I vividly remember playing until my fingers bled and having to tape them to continue. Classic rock bands like Steppenwolf, AC/DC, and eventually heavier bands like Metallica profoundly shaped my musical tastes. Their raw energy and powerful sounds resonated with me deeply. The second major influence was film music. I distinctly remember being captivated by the music in Back to the Future Part 1 when I was around 8 years old. The emotional impact of the score was profound, even though I didn't know Alan Silvestri was the composer at the time. Another pivotal moment was watching Jurassic Park in theaters. Despite the discomfort of sitting in the very front row, the experience was so intense and memorable that it sparked my desire to pursue a career in storytelling through music. These experiences drove me to experiment with combining the emotional power of film music with my guitar skills. Although my early attempts weren't successful, they fueled my passion and creativity. I played in 3 rock bands, performing in small clubs and bars. While these gigs were incredibly fun and formative, they weren't lucrative. Eventually, practicality won out, and I shifted my focus to studying music formally. My biggest influences were my father's lessons on hard work and discipline, and my deep love for both rock and film music. These influences expanded over time to include jazz, late romantic writing, and experimental guitar music. Guitar virtuosos like Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, and Eric Johnson continue to inspire me. In addition to rock and film music, I must mention Henry Mancini as a significant influence, particularly in the realm of songwriting. I came to appreciate his genius as I gained a deeper understanding of harmony and his intricate arrangements. Mancini's melodies are undeniably fantastic and universally accessible, but his arrangements and the overall structure of his songs are what truly set him apart. Another aspect of my journey involved my frustration with the standard sound of sample libraries about a decade ago. Back then, we didn't have the luxury of accessing a variety of string libraries. There were only about 3 or 4 major companies producing state-of-the-art samples. It became mundane as everyone, including my competitors, had the same access to these samples. Given my background in sample development, I decided to take matters into my own hands. I created many custom sample libraries for other composers before focusing on my own projects. For example, I gathered all the harmonics from various string libraries and resampled them for my personal use. I programmed these samples into custom contact instruments, ensuring they were perfectly aligned with the string libraries in terms of MIDI CCs and other parameters. This approach added a unique movement and character to my compositions, setting them apart from conventional sounds. This experimentation extended to other articulations like pizzicatos and shorts. I created hybrid articulations by mixing different samples, striving to make the overall experience more realistic. Although it resulted in a significant amount of work for only a marginal improvement, it was a valuable learning experience. I eventually shifted my focus to other methods of enhancing my sonic palette, but I continued to create custom instruments, which I still use in my templates today. These custom instruments, like a sine wave paired with double basses, add depth to the lower register and enhance the overall sound. Implementing such elements into my template gives me more tools and options as a creator, allowing me to shape and bring my sonic vision to life. That wraps up this episode, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you're not already a member of the Academy and you find value in this podcast and our other free content, please consider supporting our mission to make music education accessible to everyone by joining us on Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes, and your support means the world to me. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic day. Best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.